This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, now we are going to share with you the second tips. Up your spiritual game during this 14-day movement control order. That is, we have to plan a short post-prayer, tazkira, known as a reminder, or you call a daily reminder. It's very important to remind our family, our young ones, how important to strengthen our iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have reminded us, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do we think that after saying that we are a believer, Allah subhanahu wa just leave it and accept it? No. A believing male or female, wherever you are, we must be ready for the test of Allah. This is the time Allah is testing all of us to see how we accept the qadar and the qadar of Allah, what is been ordained. When something bad happened, the first thing that we should remember is what the Prophet has said to us. The guidance is there, but we have not been responding to this guidance. The Prophet said, when something bad happened, we just have to respond by saying, Qadrullah wa ma sha'a fa'al. Allah Almighty, all-powerful, He do whatever He like. When it happened, we have to accept that He is part of the qadar with the right iman and learn how to move forward. Moving forward means what's next? What should we do? If something to do with the country, with the world, we have to wait for the order from the leader, from the amir. Every country is waiting for some important announcement been made. These are some of the reminder. We have to remind ourselves how to prepare ourselves before we meet Almighty Allah. And may Allah Rabbul Alamin strengthen our iman and also make us closer to Him when we are facing all this challenges and trial. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to remind each other with the reminder of Allah. And the best reminder is to open the book of Allah, the Holy Quran, the Last Testament, that was sent by Allah as a divine guidance for all of us. And try to understand why Allah said this and said that, and what Allah wants us to do and what Allah said, don't do. The do and don't is for the goodness of mankind and the family. May Allah Rabbul Alamin protect us, our family, our children, our neighbors, and all mankind wherever they are, from moving towards destruction to moving towards something that is very constructive. From passive to active and proactive, from negative to positive, from hatred to love and care for one another. May Allah Rabbul Alameen save all of us from all the fitan, from all the viruses that is taking place today, and only Allah is the sole protector for all of us at the end of the day. May Allah protect us from all the calamity, whether it's a big one, a small one, whether it's a major one or a minor one. Amin ya Rabbul Alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana. Walhamdulillah bil alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.